folks. Hello, you're listening to 88 miles per hour on WMFO 91.5 in Medford. We are currently experiencing technical difficulties, but someone is on it. Someone is here to save the day. Yeah, I tried that one. I don't know. You know, sometimes technology fails us, but we have lots of special guests this evening. Woohoo. We have Teddy and Ben, and Amanda's not a special guest. She's always here. But she's still special. She's still special. And she wants to say hi. She does.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Hope everybody had a great week.
I hope so, too. I think we actually have a song queued up, so we're going to try and see.
Woo-hoo.
If we Let's have see. Sound.
Cross fingers.
Gentle. Oh. I think we have sound, so we're going to listen to sound. All right, I was joking. We actually don't have sound.
Do you want to try?
Across all mediums, across. Mm-hmm. The MP3s, the vinyls.
No sound.
No sound.
No sound whatsoever.
No sound.
Amanda, do you want to sing us a song?
No.
Oh,
gotta
wait.
Gotta save my voice.
All right, fine. Amanda's a great singer.
This weekend.
Yes.
Shall we jump right into an over-under?
Sure, do you have
I
one?
I actually did think of one.
Amazing.
Overrated or underrated? Like street musicians.
Ooh.
Like the ambiance that they create, you know?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say underrated because I think oftentimes it's a very nice, pleasant surprise to just be walking down the street and then you hear someone just jamming out on whatever instrument.
Right.
Could be a guitar, could be an accordion.
Could
you never know.
Really
could
true.
Be really anything. But I think it brings a nice, special addition to your day. It's a surprise,
yeah,
you know?
I second all of that.
I agree. And quite frankly, I think usually most of them are very talented.
Yeah.
Very talented
for
musicians.
Sure. And they get a lot of times, kind of a bad rap.
I agree.
Yeah.
But, Teddy, thoughts?
So, this might be an unpopular opinion, I don't know. Oh. But I think that there is the potential. Oh.
Oh, you're getting tuned out right now.
Oh.
Uh-oh, we do have.
There it is.
Sound. I'm confused, though, because that's what none happened? Of the channels that are on right now.
Okay.
Oh, there
it's
you are.
Preview
again.
Mode.
Oh.
Oh.
Now there's nothing.
Where are we?
Where are we?
Nothing.
We're trying stuff.
Okay.
You're listening. Whoa! Amanda's ears just got blasted.
Oh.
We're listening to some live tech services
look at that,
right
yeah.
now.
What is happening?
We are.
Yeah.
I don't
exclusively,
know.
Exclusively. Exclusively here.
Does anybody have any jokes?
Are the mics on?
Oh, I don't even know.
I
think the mics are on.
Okay.
Wait, okay, so street musicians.
I tried
right. Still, I'm just going to keep talking.
Just great.
I'm just
going to
keep
talking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you got
so,
this.
So there's definitely the potential for overratedness. Like 100%,
yeah.
There are times when you're on the subway waiting, especially in Park Street.
Uh-huh.
There's you know what I'm talking about. On the red line, there's the center platform.
Yeah. And you don't really...
And you don't really want... Because, like, who knows what is going on? And who knows who's there? Because there's definitely people who post up there, and it's like they know they can draw in 400 million tourists.
Right.
and they're just kind of, you know, banging away on something, and you're like, okay, this is unnecessary. But yes, I agree. And oh, wait.
It's very loud. It's very loud. Well, she has mine. Yeah. Or she has the one.
Oh, okay. That's why.
What it is. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, that's better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so, I agree with what you were saying.
But that being said, I also agree with you guys that most of the time they get a bad rap, and most of the time they're really talented.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of depends on how much fun they're having.
Right.
Like, because sometimes people are, like, having a great time, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we were in Boston this weekend. We walked past a couple of groups. We were just jamming away on the street, on Newbury Street.
That was great.
That was great.
For Marathon Monday, and that was a perfect day for them to be out,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, because it was beautiful, and they were having fun.
Yeah. Also, we saw this little girl.
Emma. Oh, that's right. Okay.
We saw this little girl. She's probably like maybe 10 years old. 10 to 12. 10 to 12 years old.
I'm also, yeah. But how do you gauge that age?
I don't really know.
At that point, someone could be 8 or 16. I have no idea. Like, anywhere within there is a possibility.
But she was adorable.
She was.
She's trying to get a new, what was it?
Fiddle, I think.
Fiddle? Right.
Something.
New fiddle.
Yeah.
But little concerned about where her parents were.
Right.
That was a little alarming.
I feel like she knew what she was doing, though, because she was, incredibly talented.
That's true.
She was really good at what she was playing. And also had the look down,
That's true. Yeah,
she picked us out immediately.
She's really sweet. I gave her $5.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
I can guarantee you're not the first person who walked past and was
really
like, this nugget is adorable.
It happened. What's going on? Do we have an update?
Yeah, no, I'm trying.
Where is that coming from?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Teddy, you said you had some would you rathers.
Oh, okay. Here's one. Okay, so I was going to save it because this is like.
Oh, then save it.
No. It's a really good one. So.
Okay, so save it. Save it till we got all of our people.
Okay, fine. Yeah, yeah. I want you all the way on in this because this is actually a killer would you rather.
I think our station is possessed.
Possessed?
Uh-oh. It's possessed. There's a ghost in our station.
Yeah.
Yes.
Seriously, haunted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is really funky.
I don't know.
Has this ever happened to you before?
No. There is music playing from places music should not be playing from.
The walls.
And
right.
It is not the music I asked it to play.
Exactly. really. It's a shot in the dark.
Scarmar is laughing at us. We might have to. CD might be our only hope this evening.
That's okay.
That's fine.
That's really
can we even use a CD? Ben asks. They were working.
They were working at some point.
We will,
at one point in
one
the
way or another.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to listen to us talk for an hour.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And none of us want
and
that.
And none of us want
we
that.
We can do that.
We could do that. We'd actually,
we could also sing
that's
some
true.
Songs.
You could sing some songs.
What do you...
Can
you're
we
the only
play
person
it from the laptop
right?
and just hold it
just
up
hold
to
the speaker
mic?
Up to the mic?
We'll just hold the speaker.
Just, yeah. Just, what is it? Ghetto rig
that
the whole thing?
Yeah. Oh, there's my voice again. Something happened.
Okay, good.
Good.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's what the people are here for.
Not sure if my mic was on before, because now it sounds different.
We'll have no idea. It does sound different.
So
I also sound different.
Your mic is still on, though.
Okay.
No, I know. I can hear it now.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was on before.
Before, I'm not sure if I just heard you sitting. Oh, now I can't hear me.
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can't hear me, though.
All right, new.
Wait, you can hear you.
There's Emma.
Okay, well, we can all hear Emma. That's for damn sure.
It's the ghost. It's the ghost. Okay, well, CDs work. That is our only.
Oh.
That's our only medium of.
Perfect. Even better, actually.
Song right now, I guess. I'm very confused. Ben is also really confused. Everyone's confused. Spooky ghost.
Guys, I have a story.
Spooky ghost. Okay, Amanda.
Okay, so for my birthday...
Amanda, I'm going to let you just
I'm
go
just going to tell the story. This might not be a great radio story, but you know what? Okay. It's fine.
Amanda,
this is what I have.
Trigger.
This is just a live update of my life.
Right.
So
that's
for my birthday, one of my best friends from home decided to send me a present.
Right?
You know what's happening.
What's happening?
And she got me really excited about this present. She was like, Amanda, you're going to love it. I shipped it. Has it come yet? And I waited 3 weeks for this present.
It took 3 weeks?
3 weeks because mail services here is terrible.
It is terrible.
And check them forever. And so I finally get an email from them saying I have a package to pick up. Run immediately over because it was about to close. So I had to make the 5:30 cutoff.
Oh, my God.
Get, like, breathless, show up into the mail services waiting area. I was like, but I got my package.
and I'm really excited. I'm ripping it open, right. And what is it but an eggplant with silver Sharpie written on it? Happy birthday, love, Livy, or something. I don't even remember. Oh, enjoy this.
She wrote it
enjoy. No, she didn't, because she ordered it online and they write it for you and send it.
She just like put the.
So she just had to type the message in. Yes, and. It said, hope you enjoy this vivacious vegetable.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I got. And so,
jeez.
I mean, it pretty much made sense for us,
right.
And our friendship.
I would hope so. Otherwise,
I was like, dude, what is like, this? And she was like, it's weird, just like us. And I was like, okay, that's cool. For my 20th birthday, I'm glad I got an eggplant.
Right.
So then I went online, and lo and behold, there's another website,
okay.
called Potato Parcel. And you can send people potatoes. And so I decided to send her a thank you potato,
okay.
which I didn't tell her about at all. I just had to ask for her shipping
right,
address.
Right,
because
there was no reason she'd be expecting a package. From
why would
right.
she? Yeah, the only reason is because I did ask for her shipping address. But okay. usually that kind of question, you forget about that pretty
right,
quickly.
Right,
so
yeah.
Anyways, I think she just got her potato.
Oh, wow.
Because she has just been sending me, ha 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 ha, all caps. For the past
oh,
5 minutes,
yeah,
she kept going.
That's a
apparently,
text.
She posted on her Snapchat, so I'm
nice.
Gonna take a look at
Wait,
that.
Wait, what I want to know is, was there a character limit on how many? Characters?
Oh no, so I typed. There was, but I had a long message on there. So let me look, because I actually forget.
Right.
It says, "Thanks for the eggplant. Here's a celebratory potato to honor your first year of college."
And they fit it all. On
they
the
filled
potato.
It all on the potato, and so I'm actually pretty excited. That's the first time I'm seeing it. It's actually pretty liberating, too.
Wow, yeah.
I'm pretty
no kidding.
Impressed.
That's pretty good. That's a lot. So, it's on an orbular, you know, structure. They fit it on there.
And it's nice. You can read it.
It's
very
nice.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like if I tried to do that myself, yeah. it wouldn't have gone that
No, because what do you even have to write on a potato?
Wow, I'm excited. That
yeah,
that
I have absolutely no idea what's going on.
Neither do
yeah,
I.
You guys just missed that whole thing.
Sorry to like interrupt the story time.
That's cool. That's fine.
All
that's
I heard okay. was a potato
There's
being
like,
said.
There's
like
eggplants
and potatoes.
Eggplants and potatoes. I'll fill you in later.
All right. Well, after our severe back-to-back-to-back technical difficulties, which are still not remedied,
oh,
we've
good.
Just managed to put a big Band-Aid over it.
A big Band-Aid.
We can play the songs we wanted to play now.
Oh, we can?
Yes, but we just kind of found a loophole.
What's that?
Okay.
What's the loophole?
Just that, like, everything is still broken, but we managed to find the one thing that was still working.
Oh, perfect.
Well, not perfect, but it's good enough.
All right.
So
let's do
not
it.
Holding the laptop
we're finally,
up to the mic, I feel
that
like.
That was my solution.
That was Amanda's solution.
Just play it from the
Yikes.
Speaker.
Well, so we finally have music, perfect. And we just lost 13 minutes, but we're finally going to listen to a song, I think, I hope. Fingers crossed, everyone ready?
I believe.
Oh.
Nope.
No.
What something in the
happened.
World?
Wait, something just happened. Okay.
I'm so very confused.
Is it?
Did I do something wrong?
No.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
It's super quiet, though.
It's so quiet.
Turn it up on.
Okay.
Okay.
It is up. Oh, no.
A lot of people won't get no supper.
All right, we did it. We did it.
A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. The battle is getting hard. In this Irish army in time. A lot of people running and are hiding tonight. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. Remember to kick it over. No one will guide you long in time. Ooh. A lot of
ocean view.
Yo.
We're back.
We're back.
Hello.
Do you think they missed our voices?
Yes.
Definitely.
Absolutely. 110%.
Should we just let you two, Amanda, you just like keep talking for 15 minutes?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. I think everyone would really appreciate that.
I would like it.
That would be
a universally agreed upon thing.
Do you have another story?
I don't. Not at the
preferably
moment.
Preferably plant-based story.
Plant-based stories. Exchanges, I gotta think about it.
Any other vegetable exchanges? With
not right now, I don't.
Well, why? You should think about it.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'll keep thinking.
Okay.
But until then.
Until then, we listened to some songs.
Oh, we did.
The first song we listened to was Armageddon Time by The Clash. That was a little throwback because I listened to it when I was watching Gross Point Blank, the movie. Nice. Good soundtrack.
Very nice.
Lots of good 80s songs. Although, apparently that came out in 1977, so not in the 80s.
Oh, nope. You're wrong.
Not in the 80s.
Wow, even,
I was off by 3 years, it's fine.
Punked.
I got punked. After that, we listened to Come On, Let's Go by Broadcast, and then Come Into My Arms by Lion Bark, which was a wonderful Amanda pick.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Emma.
You're welcome.
I'm not sure how I feel about their name.
Lion Bark.
This is super cool.
Yeah, I think that's a cool name.
I don't know.
It's like, absolutely. Is it talking about the? Is it a tree that's also lion based, or is it a lion that is barking?
Okay, actually, I didn't think about that. I just thought about the tree.
It's a lion that's got like a more of a bite than a bark, or more bark than a bite.
See,
or
you can
okay,
go so all right,
fine. I like
it.
It's yeah. Cool.
All right, it's cool now. Fine.
Fine, guys. Whatever.
Amanda, you're just wrong.
I'm sorry.
You are wrong.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, Teddy had a would you rather for us.
Okay, I guess, okay, yeah, we'll trigger because everyone's here now. So this is my go-to would you rather, but it's would you rather for the rest, for the rest of your life.
Go-to.
Yeah, okay, yes, you're fine. So for the rest of your life, have a rock in your shoe.
Oh, no.
Or for the rest of your life, have Cheeto fingers.
Oh, no.
Definitely rock in the shoe.
Rock in the shoe?
Wait. How big is the rock?
Yeah, it's like a pebble. It's not like, I mean, it's not a boulder.
Oh, definitely the rock.
No one would ever talk to you or touch you if you had Cheeto fingers all the time.
You could have a rock in the shoe for the... You couldn't take it out. It's not like you could just take it out one time.
You meet any new person and you stick out your hand to handshake.
Maybe you put a glove on.
Yeah, but then you have to wear gloves for the rest of your life.
Well, some people do that. And I don't know. You went straight for rock in your shoe for the rest of your life. Every single step you took.
Every single interaction you ever had with someone, you would be covering Cheetos.
Billions of steps. Billions of steps on a rock. Okay, fine. Let me amend it. Because obviously that one was too easy. Would you rather have Cheeto fingers for the rest of your life, or
two rocks in your shoe? What's the number of rocks that makes the switch
over? Okay, we got it. Not the rock. We take the rock in your shoe over Cheeto fingers, apparently. Or would you rather, at one point during the rest of your life, you have no idea when, be flung due north at 10 miles per hour?
Definitely the due north part. That sounds hilarious.
What if you're like on a rock or something, like some day, or like a pier?
The chances that I'm on a pier at the top, it's not
specifically
0% chance, but most likely I'll just be like in my room
on an airplane. You're on an airplane and suddenly flung.
That's why you wear seatbelts.
Due north.
That's exactly why they tell you to wear
seatbelts. They're not going
to
really help you. Like
yeah, that would totally help you.
I don't know. I would debate that. 10 miles per hour.
Yeah, I think a seatbelt can change 10 miles an hour.
What would you choose?
Okay, well, hold on.
Seems like you really like Cheeto fingers.
One.
You're like trying to get people to agree with you. Like, okay, Cheeto fingers.
Okay, chill for a moment. At what miles per hour would you choose Cheeto fingers over being flung due north?
A deadly miles per hour.
Really?
Yeah.
35 miles per hour you would still take.
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
Because chances are I'm like in my room or like in my office.
Yeah, there you go. You hit a wall.
You can survive that. That would be hilarious.
At 10 miles an hour?
No, 35.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at what miles per hour? Because apparently 10 was too lenient.
But it only happens once.
Yeah, you have no idea. Imagine living the rest of your life in fear.
Crazy, crazy way to die, though. Like, what happened to him? He just randomly moved 35 miles an hour.
Ran into a wall.
That's like a news article. That's like going to be picked up by like nightly news all over the country.
Right. Imagine,
like, what a way to go.
Imagine late night TV with someone who has only Cheeto fingers all the time. You would be a celebrity.
People would laugh at you. Yeah. It's not like, look at that cool guy. I want to be like that guy. It's like, haha, that guy has Cheeto fingers always.
Always Cheeto fingers, though.
I think you're trying to validate your life choice and just like constantly
Cheetos.
Eating. I love Cheetos.
Lick your fingers at all times.
There's a point you need to stop and realize that's kind of gross.
Your laptop and your phone.
So wear a glove.
Okay.
That feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Because that's
it's
like,
okay.
I'm sorry for
that's
us
like,
who
that's like putting
okay.
on
wearing gloves.
It'd be like putting on socks okay. and having okay. like. Have you ever been to the beach and put on socks before you like wiping the sand off?
Yes,
pretty brutal.
Oh, that's the worst.
Actually a good point.
When you got to put socks on.
True. I had not considered that point.
Have Still? I decided both?
No,
yes.
No. I'm not conceding this.
Oh my gosh, I think this is an agree to disagree situation.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Well. After that,
Emma, we haven't heard your opinions on either of these.
Had to stay very.
Well, you said rock in your shoe.
Yeah.
10 miles an hour, or how about 88 miles an hour?
88 miles.
Oh, 88 miles an hour would do some damage.
Yeah, but that's like. But wait. There is a chance you could go back
to the future.
You happen to be sitting in a DeLorean car.
I'm gonna take that one.
You're taking 88 miles an hour over Cheeto fingers.
My dream come true.
Over Cheeto fingers.
Is Marty McFly gonna be there?
That's fine.
Talk.
And Einstein the dog?
Yeah, Einstein will be there.
Sweet.
Aw, that's a good deal.
I agree.
That is a good deal.
Perfect.
Fair enough.
Okay, well, more tunes?
More tunes.
Mm-hmm.
I got one for you guys.
Yay.
Put it in my the rockin' world go round.
This would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student.
what I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
Hello.
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 Do you have a favorite way of like saying hi to someone?
Howdy.
Hello.
You're hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
So simple. Come on.
You literally say hello.
No.
Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Emma, what about you?
I like a nice hiya.
Hiya.
Okay.
Hiya.
Hiya. That's how you doing?
Hey, girl.
That's got extra weight on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's good.
That's true.
What you looking at?
I'm just doing just things looking over here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to know something fun from my week?
Mm-hmm. I really do.
So, I listened to a podcast that was about space junk.
Ooh.
Like all the junk that's floating in space.
Floating around there. Makes
so
sense,
basically, like, well, sometimes people will like send satellites up and they blow up and fail, and then things are just like stuck in our orbit, or things will collide. And basically, there's this principle that everything's just gonna keep colliding, and like the space junk is just gonna keep expanding, mm-hmm. which is a problem.
That does sound like a problem.
And there's kind of two thoughts of philosophy. One is that's really bad, and we should get it all down, but it's really hard to do that.
Right.
Sure.
And then this one woman spoke on the podcast, and she's an archaeologist, and she was talking about how some of the stuff is actually very valuable, and we should leave it in space for other generations, if other creatures, whatever, so that it's like a piece of history, that we should leave some of the space junk up there.
That's really
what
interesting.
What happens if it gets too big, though? Like,
sounds like free sunscreen, though. Like, if you just block out the sun, like, we'll just keep sending it up there. That sounds global like it would warming. Solve global warming,
so easy.
Right?
UV.
Well, the issue is that, like, when we send, like, people up into space, that they have to maneuver around the space junk, and it's dangerous.
Doesn't NASA's smart, though, so they got it.
Smart guys.
Sure, it's fine. It's not a problem.
Does it not come back down and burn up?
One of the like solutions is that you can try to get it out of orbit, but you have to pull it out of orbit. Oh, okay. Like, it's just going to chill there until you move it.
We could use all the nukes on it.
Wow. Right. Just nuke everything in space? I don't think that's how it works.
I think we probably have enough nukes for that.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's depressing. Hopefully not. I don't know. I guess that's a good point. Maybe.
Well, I just wanted to share a fun fact. Something I learned this week.
This is how you come up with solutions, though. You have like roundtable discussions.
Sure. It's
like
on the college radio.
It's like those Sunday morning roundtables. Right. We're basically the same caliber, right?
Essentially,
pretty much.
I don't know.
Sure. We'll just send Ben up into space.
Right.
He can take care of it.
So be among the other space junk.
Oh, no.
Self rose.
Yeah. I didn't say it. All right. And on that note. Think more music. This is another Amanda pick.
Passenger, and I ride, and I ride. city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A size made for us tonight. Oh, the passenger, how he rides. Oh, the passenger, he rides and he rides. He looks through his window. What does he see? He sees a sight and hollow sky. He sees the stars come out tonight. He sees the city's ripped back sides. He sees the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. Cause it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride and see what's mine.
Unnamed guest number one just walked in the door. So happy to have her back again this week. She did such a great job reading the PSA last week. Yeah, I'm so glad you're back. How was your travels this time?
They were very nice. It's very nice.
I'm good.
Yeah,
good.
It's been pretty good weather, so it was all good this week.
Right, you had turbulence last week,
last
right?
Last week wasn't very good.
I know.
But this week is fine.
I'm glad you came back. I'm glad it didn't scare you away.
No, I love coming to see you this week. It's going to be great. I have a really important PSA for you today.
Please educate us.
We're going to be talking about ladder safety. And yeah, here goes. So, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder may seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any one of the 150,000 people who fell off the ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't. What is that statistic? That's crazy. Don't let it do it yourself. Don't let it do it.
Wow. We'll sneak up on you. You gotta be careful.
I think you need to restart from the beginning, right. Just so they get the full
right.
PSA.
I think it's all right. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
That was a tongue twister.
Oh, no.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Thank you for that. I know the tongue twister
that was really, it was a bit difficult for me. I'm sorry, I didn't do much preparation this week.
It's okay.
But I thought that was really important for you to know.
Thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah. As a member of the public, I'd say I'm safer.
Good.
On the whole.
You've got to watch out for them. It's
you do.
Quite dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever had a bad ladder experience on Named Guest Number One?
Actually, no, because I'm deathly afraid of heights. I don't like to climb up things like that. So
I'm happy to hear it. That's good. You should stay away from them.
Yeah. Okay. Apparently. Yeah,
I will. Don't worry.
So we've been told.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
All those trauma patients.
Yeah, that's crazy.
150,000 people.
That they fell right into the trauma center.
Into
too,
the trauma. Right? Like,
how very
much possible construction could be going on
it's
right above
very,
trauma center?
Very tall ladder. You fall right into the bed. That would be crazy.
Yeah. Huh.
Sounds better than falling on the
floor. Learn something
floor.
New. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess if you have to fall off a ladder into a trauma center
would be the way to go.
Best
would
way
be the
to
best
go,
way.
Yeah. Just about.
A lot of people, though.
A lot of
that
people.
A lot of people.
Yes.
Do you think it's more here or across the pond?
Oh, definitely across the pond.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you came so urgently to tell us about?
I had to let you know before it really spread across the United States.
Say British invasion of ladders on safety.
Exactly. It's gonna round two.
More reckless with your ladder usage.
Yeah,
over there?
I had to warn you because it's just been a really big issue. So
jeez.
I had to let you know. Yeah, the 150,000 that was over in Britain.
Right.
It
well,
hasn't
like
quite gotten to
80% of your population.
Yet.
Jeez.
Exactly.
It's an epidemic.
I know. Yeah. It's a lot. So now you know.
I'm going to sleep better tonight.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I hope you have a safe flight back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
We'll see you again next week.
Okay.
Will you have another PSA for us?
I'll have an even better one.
Wow.
Next week.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I'll be tuning in. I know that much.
All right. Thank you on Named Guest Number One. All right, it is 9:51, almost 9:52. Where has the time gone?
Jeez.
It's been an evening.
Seriously.
I don't know what's going on.
Always a party.
Always something. All right. We listened to songs. only two since we last told you what songs we listened to. That's surprising and a little concerning.
Freeform.
We listened. Oh! That's a lie. We listened to three. I can't count.
Come on, Emily.
We listened to Back Pocket by Volpec. We listened to What a Wonderful World, Sam
Just
Cooke.
Wonderful World.
No. It says what a in parentheses.
Yeah, I think it's Wonderful World, though.
Oh. Sorry.
Anyways. And then we listened to The Passenger by Iggy Pop. We have a request coming up next. Here it is.
Y'all. once.
When I was little, someone pointed out to me some constellations, but the Big Dipper's all I could see. That brontosaurus must have stood 1,000 miles high. That brontosaurus laying on its side up in the sky. Bottoms up this time, won't you let me be? Bottled up this time, won't you rescue me? Should have been here last night and heard what the Big Dipper said to me. Thought that made it true. Some brains just work that way. That's what chemicals can do. He thought he'd have a beer, thought he was alone. He thought an Albertson stir fried dinner would make his apartment a home. Said to me.
It is almost that time
for sad us. Sad time.
The sad time for us to go. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry there was so many things that went wrong this evening.
Or right.
Unplanned.
Unplanned.
Yeah. Neither right nor wrong.
Just entertainment.
At its finest. Mm-hmm. Well, you've been listening to 88 Miles Per Hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Does anyone have anything to say before we play our last song? We're also just...
I'm excited for Yam Sessions.
I'm also excited for Yam Sessions.
I hear Kendrick loves Yam Sessions.
Me too. I think he put their name on his album cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible.
I also heard he just like sampled a bunch of Yam Session archives.
Right.
Yes.
It's just like Cody just like saying stuff. Right?
Mostly.
That's true, right?
I think that's like 80% of his songs actually at this point.
Noah's nodding yes. Yes.
So true.
All right. We're going to sign off and hand it over to Yam Sessions.
Sessions of Yam.
Good evening.
Good evening.